Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, sir. My name is Tony. I'm interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir?
46.
46. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Other.
Other, okay.
I am a meat popsicle.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yep.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of this year. Did you vote in that election?
Yep.
I know it's a long way off, or a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election, taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely. Okay, so very likely. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
The president.
So our current government, is that correct?
You're right there, bud. You're like you can't keep a straight face.
He just caught me off guard. I'm sorry.
Hey, you want me to answer people?
I mean, I have jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine, in their war with Russia, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, election security, disinformation propaganda, Donald Trump, division of the political parties, polarization, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, gun control, income inequality, terrorism, racism and race relations, global climate change, abortion.
Here, I'll save you the trouble, bud. Here, I'll save you the trouble. All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Let me see if I have that one right here. Out of all of them, which one do you think is the most important problem facing the United States?
We already answered that, the president.
Okay.
That's not a choice, is it?
No, it's not. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for something. The only one I have is Donald Trump. But I don't think that's the biggest issue. But that is my opinion. I mean, it's completely up to you.
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, man. I mean, honestly, you want me to be totally honest with you there, bud? You know, the president comes in the country, hands everybody $1,200 once, twice, whatever. Then there's a war over here. Then there's a shortage over there. And then, oh, look, now there's another war over here. There's another war over there. I'll be totally honest with you. I hope this is being recorded. It's because everything is happening for a purpose. The last time a Democrat even gave a damn about this country was John F. Kennedy.
I just found the option for the president. So I'm going to put you down for that one. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election, on the election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the
election? You talking a presidential election?
No, the election in November in Ohio.
Oh, I was, I was ready for it when it happened. I mean, I wasn't deciding to go. I was already going to go.
So, was that months before the election? A few weeks,
oh, yeah.
A few days?
It had to have been months.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Because, at one time I fought for everybody's right to vote in this country.
Because it's the right, correct?
It's, yeah, pretty much.
It's the right that we have in this country.
Well, they say it is, but don't really know if it is, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, in some other countries, they don't get to vote. This is,
man, I've been to Sicily, I've been to Libya, I've been to Mozambique, I've been everywhere, man, believe me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they all have their own ways of dealing with stuff and doing stuff,
yeah.
But it's all corrupt in the end, no matter what country you go to, bud.
Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including, but not limited to, decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes,
well, I mean, personally,
on issue 1 or no for issue 1?
It was a woman's decision in my eyes. I mean, you know, if they decide they want to do it, then they can do what they wish to do. I mean, it's a free country.
Okay. How did you vote? Yes or no on that issue?
Hell, I can't even remember.
Okay.
I want to say leave them alone, let them do what they want was what my interpretation of it was.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, let me read this to you, some different ways that people may have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Did you hear about the election through English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, or Spanish language? Social media?
My father was a veteran, so he pretty much,
So a family member. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Awesome. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Women in general? Women who have experience in abortion? Friends or family, healthcare medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, men in general?
I'd say women in general, because, you know, they know what they want to do with their bodies and stuff like this. I mean, when you're an adult and you're old enough to get pregnant, well, you know, you pretty much make your own decision.
Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that is specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
When I was a kid, my mother had one, so that's, you know, that's the reason why I said, hey, you know, if they want to get one, get one.
Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No. But I'm half Italian, so believe me, when I get my mind made up, man, it ain't nothing changing that.
Okay. And why?
Why wouldn't
why
I not
you
change,
not change your mind? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, I just don't believe in the state having, should have total control over whether a woman wants to have an abortion or not.
So women should be in control.
Oh, I mean, if it's their body and they're pregnant, it should be their decision, shouldn't it?
Understandable, sir. Okay. So let me go and write that down because that's what they're looking for, okay?
Right.
So women should be in control. Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No, I vote every chance I get.
Okay, and you vote every chance, I vote every chance I get, okay. Every chance, okay. Awesome. Now, let me read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides in of the issue one, debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Oh. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never.
No,
specifically, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Well, I mean, the government shouldn't have no choice over everybody's life. I mean, honestly, you only put it to you this way, man. I was in the military. Let me tell you to you like this. My CO told me this and still sticks in my brain to this day. The government is the car, and we are the driver.
So it's very convincing, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the next statement. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push the change. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists who want to take all of that away under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Well, not really, because my daughter was born a girl. She knows she's a girl. She is a girl, and there ain't nothing going to change that. I mean, have you met some of these activists?
Okay, so not
convincing.
I mean, most
of them can get laid in a whorehouse with a fistful of 50s.
So not convincing at all. Would that be correct?
Yes, pretty much.
Now, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after the ability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it gets too far. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not.
Not at all or not very?
Not at all.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But
late-term shouldn't happen. I mean, if you're going to die from it, then yes, by all means, have an abortion. But if you're doing it out of convenience and something like that, then no.
Now, if issue one passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Well, I agree with it.
So, would that be very convincing or not convincing?
Yes.
Statement?
I mean, I've banned up with them too, because that's just, it's, having a baby is not a matter of convenience, man. It's not like going picking up something at the grocery store.
Okay. So with this statement, they say that Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Convincing, I guess.
Not convincing?
Convincing.
Convincing, okay. Okay, we can say somewhat convincing. Now,
yeah,
when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. The last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I'd be convinced.
Convinced. Very convincing.
Well, I mean, I don't want a doctor telling me what I have to do. I'm paying a doctor. The doctor's not paying me.
Yeah. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans?
They're both a bunch of idiots, to be honest with you, bud.
Okay. So we can say...
I mean, look, the thing about it is that everybody, they both got their faults. So, I mean, you know, yeah, they both agree on it. Yes, that's a good deal, but they all, you know, can't sit there and say, oh, the Democrats did this or the Republicans did that.
Okay.
It's pretty much neutral on that one.
All right. So we can say that. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
What reason?
What will be the most important problem?
Well, the president's an idiot.
Okay, so the president. Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. I guess.
What, the president's an idiot?
Yeah. I mean, I gotta write it as you say.
Come on, man. You watch TV. You see this goofball on TV, man. I mean, come on. I've seen better skits on Saturday Night Live, for God's sake.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I mean, seriously, look at the guy. He shits his pants when he meets the Pope. He can't walk up more than 3 fucking steps.
I like the one where he's following the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to choose which of the following 3 issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election: economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
How about Biden, Harris, and Pelosi? Is those 3 good reasons?
Well, would that fall under economic issues and inflation?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 elections? Would that be yes, no?
Yeah, it would.
Yes.
It would.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Are you currently undecided? Republican, okay.
Well, the thing is, dude, I mean, look at all these people with the damn thing, dude. I mean, they're like 900 years old. I mean, they're beyond getting Social Security. I mean, honestly, we can sum this all up in one shot, man. A president makes $475,000 a year for life.
Yeah.
A senator makes $700,000 a year for life. The average retired American makes $12,000 a year to survive on. So if they want to take care of the economic thing, why don't they turn around and make the senators and the presidents work for shit little wages, and then, you know, divvy up what they make and throw it back into Social Security or whatever they need, you know, or homeless housing for that instance, you know. I mean, look, they got illegal immigrants coming over the border. They give them a couple $100,000 and tell them where they want to go, but yet there's a veteran living down the street that can't even keep a roof over his own head.
Yeah.
They need to worry about America first and everybody else later.
Exactly.
But the whole problem is it's all about money, man. Somebody's getting money funneled somewhere here and there, and that's how it works.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, so I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as Democrat nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third party candidate, or
hell,
you
I'd vote for you. I'd vote for you to be the president. Christ, I mean, you know, come on.
All right, so we can
say the one's money hungry, the other one doesn't know where the hell he's at. So I mean, it's
okay. So you would vote? You'd be undecided, correct?
Well, pretty much. If it was only choice of the two. Actually, if it was only choice of the two, I'd probably just say the hell with it, move back to Canada.
What about if you have a third party candidate?
Well, depending on how much. Well, smoking bullshit they blow, I'd probably vote for them.
Okay. And so we can say, okay, let me go in. Just a couple of more questions and we are finished with the interview. In what country were you born?
United States.
Okay. In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
Believe it or not, the same state, same town I was.
Okay.
If you want to talk about when they came over on a boat, we're talking...
That's not way back. Now, which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Any other party but the two.
Okay.
Dude, they could have a meat popsicle party and I'd probably vote for them, for God's sake.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I live in a Republican town, so I'd probably have to say, conservative?
Okay. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
I don't know, about $48,000, $49,000,
give or take. Okay. Now, what is your gender?
What the hell would I be? Let's see. A guy?
Okay. So, thank you very much, sir. It's been
great.
I'm
sorry to give you a hard time on that last one, man. I don't know how to answer.
Don't worry about it, sir. We have to ask those questions as it is. So
okay.
That way, you're not feeling influenced in any way, shape, or other, okay? So we
look, man, I tried to get in the girls' locker room in high school just as much as the next guy. Not because I wanted to be a girl, but, you know.
Yeah. I think that we all did.
Well, from our generation, anyway.
Yeah. We were just curious.
Oh, I wasn't curious. I knew what was behind that damn door. I just wanted to
know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a buffet waiting for me.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, you have a good holiday there, bud.
Thank you. You too, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.